Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. My name is Oscar.
And I'm Will.
And we are the Game Boys. This is our introductory, so this will not be a full we'll just be talking and introducing ourselves.
First thing I want to address is that I'm not 8 years old. Hi. I sound 8 years old on my phone. Yeah. I'm not 8 years old.
Yeah, we record this on our phones. We don't have professional mics.
Because we're not.
And usually we play games and stuff while we talk. So, not only will you hear us talk about some news, you will also hear us playing games.
Oh, why did this turn down? But.
Yeah.
So, Oscar.
Would you
like to start us off? Put a hypothetical out there.
Okay, so let's talk Sword and Shield.
All right.
For the Switch. We'll have 2 to 3 topics per episode, but since it's our introductory, we'll have one. Yeah. So let's do Sword and Shield. Opinions? Hopes?
I hope that we get Gallant Forms. Gallant forms are much needed.
And if we do, they'll be like Gen 2. Yeah. But, I mean, the topic last game was, like, beachy. How would they work in this game?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, what would be the theme of the Alolan?
That's true. They were, like, Hawaiian kind of.
The Gallant forms. Yeah.
Well, it was based off of England, and England, like, reigns.
You know
what?
It's
based off of, like, cities in England and places in England. And England reigns a lot, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
So, what I think they should do is make them, like, maybe not majority water type, but, like, make it so you can tell, oh, that pole, like, came from England. Like,
maybe because what we know is that there's going to be, like, an industry and, like, set a map. What probably the Gallant forms will be based around would be, like, steel.
Yes, kind of like that. Like industrial.
And yeah. Yeah.
I guess sort of, like, on that kind of. Yeah. And then, should we get new Megas?
Ooh, that's the question. We didn't get any new Megas in Sun and Moon.
I think that they should add Megas to the Alolan. See, because what they've been doing, they started off in X, and then once Alpha Sapphire was made, they gave Megas to their starters. But in the Alolan region, they didn't get Megas. So what they should do, and then in Let's Go and the 2 Let's Go games, then they added Mega Evolutions to that. So what they should do is that they should, like, backtrack and give the Alolan starters and a couple other Pokemon some Mega Evolutions like they did in the other games.
Okay, so I'm going to have to disagree. So what I'm thinking, what they do with starters, like, in X and Y, it was a Gen 1 that majority got Mega Evolutions. And then in Alpha Sapphire, it was based around Hoenn, so they had to do something the starters. So, what I think is if we do get a Mega Evolution, it will be for the Johto starters.
But, see, what would they do for that, though? Like, I don't know.
So, I have an idea for Totodile. Well, for Alolan, I guess. Maybe one thing that they could add would be, like, more spikes. And maybe make him look more fierce and looking away. Maybe,
yeah,
like,
but what
Sceptile.
About Typhlosion?
Typhlosion has potential.
Yes, but it kind of just looks like a hedgehog.
It does, but they can roll with that.
Yeah, I guess they could.
Yeah. So, what do you think would have to be added for a Typhlosion?
I mean, more, like, I've always always felt like it's such just like a flat Pokemon. So I think what they should do is add more detail on the back. Maybe put like flames going through its body and you can tell that it's heating up.
Yeah, maybe it should have like weapons. Maybe like
Sceptile. Yeah. Like blades, you know. Kinda. Blades, yeah, for skating.
Maybe that should be for Feraligatr. Instead of a Typhlosion.
Yeah. Yo, Oscar, just letting you know, you're lagging.
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
Be fixed. Next episode.
Yeah. First episode's never the good one.
Yeah.
Have you seen Mr. Beast's first episode?
Yeah. But anyway, back to the topic. What about the grass starter? I'm having a...
What, in Sword and Shield?
Who it is.
Oh, like...
No. For a Mega Evolution.
What is that final... T starts with a T. I forget what it's called.
Does not. It starts with an M, and it's like Mega something.
I don't remember. Isn't it Torterra?
That was Gen 4.
Is that Gen 4?
That was Gen 4.
Bayleaf. That's what it was.
Yeah, but what evolves from Bayleaf? It's Chikorita, Bayleaf, and then something else.
Bayleaf's the final one, right?
It looks like? You at least know what it looks like. No, Bayleaf is second.
I know what it looks like.
Okay, so maybe what they could do is... What seems to be happening is that the top of its head is growing, I think. No, it's like the leaf stays still. Is it growing or shrinking?
I'm not sure.
So it all search that up and we'll cover that in the next episode.
Actually, I can just look it up right now. I have my laptop. Well,
my laptop.
But I'm soon to get a lot.
No. Meganium, that's
yes, his name. Meganium. Ah.
And so what happens is it grows antennae.
Yeah.
So maybe what should happen is it should bring back the leaf.
Yeah.
And maybe give it like a little crest on the head. That would look
pretty cool.
Yeah. And since there's like a flower blooming around its neck, maybe we could like make the flower even bigger.
Yeah. Or, like, there's... Oh, yeah. Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe give it, like, some big leaf. Like, Venusaur, like, the leaves grew, the tree was completely bloomed. Maybe...
Yeah. Maybe they could do something like that.
Like huge... Or, like, have huge flowers, like a dinosaur coming out of its back.
Yeah. And if they do that, it should be, like, all the way down the body.
Like a dress a little bit, that would... I guess.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Make it like dress.
Kind of like Empoleon. Like Empoleon's wearing like tuxedo.
Is that how you describe
it? That's how I, because it's an Emperor Penguin. Emperor Penguins look like they're wearing tuxedos. Look up a picture of an Emperor Penguin, or just a penguin in general, I guess.
It doesn't really look like a tuxedo.
To me, it does a little bit.
It looks more like a giant robe. My opinion.
Hold on, let me look this up. Let me look this Jonsky up. Empoleon. Yeah. It has, like, that wipe draping down a little bit on its chest. And then it has the crown.
Well, that...
And it's like a king.
Exactly. Kings do not wear tuxedos.
Yes, but Emperor Penguin, it's the king. And Emperor Penguins, again, look like they're wearing tuxedos. Here, I'll pull up another tab.
I guess.
No, not the... Oh my gosh. Not the freaking... I don't know if
it's just my phone.
Is this Minecraft Christian server, by the way? Yeah. Yeah, they kind of look like they're wearing tuxedos a little bit. I mean, it's not like the really. White and black, I guess. I don't know. Or...
Yeah, I can kind of see where you're coming from. McDaniel
will be wearing, like, a dress out of, like, flowers and leaves.
Hold on, real quickly, just a warning for viewers. I'm not the only person that... that thinks Will sounds distant.
I'm not the only person. Yeah, you're lagging for me.
Yeah. Anyway, Gallon forms. Let's go back to that.
Let me look up. What Pokemon need Gallon forms, first of all? Like, what Pokemon needs something to push them?
Let me... So let's go to
maybe
Pokedex.
What?
You know what would be cool? An Alolan form of Ledyba and Ledian.
A Gallon Krogunk. Krogunk needs something.
Wait, was Crow? No, wait, yeah. The Hoppip line. You know, Hoppip, Skidloom, Jumpluff.
I think we both just saw the same picture. Because I just saw a Jumpluff thing.
Ooh, they added a Sunkern and some Flora, so maybe... Maybe
those Pokemon. Chinchino? We know Chinchino's in the game. Yeah. So, possibly that.
Possibly. Yes, is Chinchino is in the
one
game?
Of the Pokemon that they showed in the grass. So, I'm going to assume...
Yeah, Chinchino is in the game, but it's not going to get a Gallon form.
I mean, we never know. Yeah, that's true. If they encountered it in the wild... They do need it. Kecleon. Kecleon needs something.
I thought Kecleon was Gen 3. No, but Kecleon
needs, like, a Gallon form or something.
Let's save that for Gen really? 9.
I don't know. Kecleon needs something. A pre-evolution or an evolution. I'd prefer an evolution. But Kecleon needs something. And it's completely underrated, too. Nobody ever talks about Kecleon.
Yeah.
It's a cool Pokemon.
Espeon the evolutions,
in general. They're popular, but they need to be revamped. They need something to, like, push them along.
Yeah.
Porygon. And that... not Porygon. Porygon.
No, not Porygon. I don't think he's good. Because, I mean, like, what would they do?
Yeah, they couldn't really do much. Because it's... I don't know. Dedenne, maybe? Needs a Gallon form?
Dedenne?
I don't know. Dedenne needs something.
That was Gen 6.
But aren't we talking about a whole spectrum? Like, any Pokemon can be in this game. Gen 1 to Gen 7.
Yeah, but if you think about Sun and Moon, it was Gen 1 that got Alolan forms.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So,
moving on, it'll be Gen 2.
So I need to look up Gen 2 Pokemon now.
Yeah. I mean, they added Snubbull and Granbull, but I don't think they're going to do anything with them.
They do need something, but at the same time, nobody would really... I don't know.
I mean, maybe... Maybe they could pull, like, something they did with Raichu.
But not with Pikachu. Don't give Pikachu more. Yeah. Pikachu's good.
Scizor would be really cool.
My boy Scizor, yeah.
Alright. What?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yo, Oscar, I think I gotta go. So, should we end it here?
Well, we hope you enjoyed this short snippet of what is soon to be The Game Boys, starring yours truly, Oscar
also,
and Will.
Also, I have a channel, so I we'd will like be to... recording the next episode on mine.
Yep, we do, on and off.
Alright. Thank you for listening.
So, good night, people. It is 9:09 p.m. and we are tuning out.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.